Filling the gaps in Arctic science. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
We're bringing everybody together in one room at one time to meet each other and to address some of the major challenges that are facing the Arctic.
Larry Hinsman says that's why the University of Alaska Fairbanks has organized a major meeting of more than 1,000 scientists and policymakers from 29 nations who will be meeting at UAF in the coming days. More than 100 white papers will be presented during Arctic Science Summit Week, and Hinsman, UAF's Vice Chancellor for Research, says they'll all share a common theme.
What do we need to do to advance science and policy in the Arctic? You know, where is more science needed to take on some of these policy questions? Where do we need more research to aid in decision making?
This year's summit will be the biggest in its 18-year history and the first to be held in the United States. It's bringing together top Arctic scientists to exchange their latest research and determine what future studies are needed.
We're trying to identify where the gaps in knowledge are, where the gaps in measurements are, and so we can get different nations working together so that we share our accomplishments, share the data, share the observations, and so that we can make greater advancements.
Much of that information will be exchanged during the Arctic Observing Summit, says Hyo Eichen, the director of UAF's International Arctic Research Center and organizer of the summit within a summit. Eichen says they'll also talk about better ways to communicate their findings in the rapidly evolving field of Arctic research.
In many respects, it's about sharing. You know, how do we best share our different sources of data? How do we share different types of technologies? How do we share our perspectives on what we think is going on in the Arctic?
And perhaps most importantly,
how do we best respond?
To help facilitate a joint response, Eichen says summit organizers have also invited international policymakers and observers to the sessions. They'll include the Arctic Council's senior Arctic officials and other stakeholders with interests in the Arctic, including representatives of indigenous peoples organizations and industry. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.